Could you tell us about the proposed Department of Peace? Why do we need that?
Well, the whole idea is that we should make nonviolence an organizing principle in our society, and that it's a belief that humanity has the potential to evolve where someday war itself will be archaic. When you think about it, why do we use war to settle differences? In a way that's, it's a throwback to another era. We need to get beyond that. So the idea of a Department of Peace explores that inner landscape of our own humanity and envisions the possibility that we can evolve and become more than we are.
Hey, the federal prosecutor showed up for this local hearing for the permit. Federal prosecutors. Now, the Bush administration, what do you know about that? Can you talk about that?
Well, it's one of the examples of the administration wanting to become involved in helping local government, I guess. But the fact of the matter is,
you think they're helping?
That was a joke.
In their opinion.
See, I know this is Cleveland humor. Anyhow, there are basic constitutional principles at stake here. The First Amendment to the Constitution provides for freedom of speech, right of assembly. That includes parades and marches, and people have a right to express their constitutionally endowed freedoms, and they're not doing it when they're being forced to walk on sidewalks. So,
are you concerned about constitutional rights eroding away with this administration?
This city, I think it was about could have been 1787 or 89, the Congress met, and this city has a connection to the freedom of this country. It's unfortunate that some leaders don't understand the pivotal role that New York City has played in America's history, where the Congress met here.
Tell us about your federal lawsuit.
Well, our lawsuit says that the Constitution of the United States, Article 1, Section 8, provides the power to make war resides in the Congress, that the President does not have the power to make war, that it's Congress that has to approve it. And we're saying that President Bush does not have the power to unilaterally decide when this country goes to war. Our Constitution makes it abundantly clear. The founders of our nation wanted to divide the war power and put it in the hands of the Congress, where the President would be the Commander-in-Chief. The President is not both the Commander-in-Chief and the executive who can simultaneously send the American people into
war.
What's
the talk in the House of Representatives, how that vote's going to shake down?
Well, we don't know if it'll come back to us. We have to win our court case.
Congressman Kucinich, with so much outpouring of opposition to the White House plan for war, where are the Democrats? They seem to be absent from the
scene. Well, I'm a Democrat, and I can tell you, I led two-thirds of the Democrats to vote against the resolution, which some are using to want to attack Iraq. I'm saying that there are Democrats in the House who have spoken out strongly, who have said Iraq did not cause 9/11. Iraq was not responsible for any role Al-Qaeda had in 9/11. Iraq did not commit the anthrax attack upon our country. That anthrax came from Fort Detrick, Maryland, and I don't think that's in Iraq. Iraq does not have the ability to strike at our country with missiles. The Central Intelligence Agency has said that Iraq will not attack the United States and cannot do it with their missiles, and will not attack us unless, of course, Iraq has to defend itself.